This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
There's a high fly ball.
Welcome back to the Meyer Jensen Sports on a Sunday morning.
And it's a gutter.
Big fly, Nolan Arenado.
Meyer Jensen, a personal injury law firm, because sometimes the gloves have to come off. MeyerJensen.com.
And the Billikens win this one.
Touchdown, Kansas City.
On America's Sports Voice, KMOX.
All right, great to be with you from the Stiefel Sports Studio here on Sports on a Sunday morning. Kevin Wheeler filling in from a man, Tom Ackerman. He'll be back next Sunday. Actually, he'll be back tomorrow morning on TIAM, but he'll be back here next Sunday morning. Happy to be talking some hockey with Darren Pang of Bally Sports Midwest. You find Panger on Twitter at Panger40. And first of all, good morning, Darren. Hope you're doing well. I know it's been a hell of a fun run here for the Blues.
Yeah, it sure has, Kevin. There's no question about that. And glad to be with you here on KMOX this morning. And Tom Ackerman's probably fixing the old garage for another golf segment. We all know that.
Yep, doing a little work, I'm sure. Before we jump into what's going on with the team and how things have been going on the ice, which has been great, I do want to take a second just to talk a bit about Chris Pronger and having his number retired earlier this week. I thought he handled that so incredibly well, Panger. This such a fun speech, full of laughs, but also a good bit of memory, too. Like a really good kind of capturing of his career in about 15 minutes.
Yeah, a pretty unique career here. I mean, I'm sure there's a lot of people that wondered, how long did he play here? Did he play here for 5 years? Did he play here for 15 years? What was the number? And it was just slightly under a 10-year period, very similar to Al McGinnis. So I think when he tells stories here, I mean, he tells them differently than anybody else would have told them, because he did come here under unique circumstances, and everybody remembers how tough it was at the very beginning. Everybody remembers how the fans were tough on Chris Pronger. Heck, I was doing national games at that point on ESPN, and we come in here, and in the early parts, it was still a little uncomfortable. And I like the fact that he told people how the fans pushed him to be better, and how in the end, Chris Pronger pushed his teammates to be better as well. I would have loved to play for that guy. I love being around him, Kevin, because he's a real smart aleck, as we well know. And I asked Al McGinnis that, because Al's got a pretty sharp tongue himself. All the great players do. They keep the locker room honest. Even Wayne Gretzky had a good way of digging into guys in that locker room. Prongs is unique. He can jab you in the ribs any time, because he's got a quick wit, quick tongue. But he always backed it up. And so I, too, really enjoyed the ceremony. I thought they did a great job. And I know his favorite song was Tom Cochran's Big League. And for the Blues to go out there and get that song as his sweaters were going to the rafters,
yeah.
It was really well done.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Obviously, I could transition here with really well done, Panger, with what we've seen on the ice here. Team battling through injuries and COVID absences and all of that, and yet still at the top of the standing, still looking like a team, I think, that has a playoff run in them.
Oh boy, you ask anybody around the league that's whether they're on the inside or managers or coaches or scouts, they're saying the same thing. That's a really good hockey team, and watch out. I mean, under the radar, because Colorado, Vegas, they get a lot of that notoriety.
Mm-hmm.
Earlier in the year, Minnesota got it, Kevin. But right now, the Blues are... They're just really, really good. And especially knowing that, for me, for Ville Husso to come in and play as well as he's played, you need to have the two guys going. We know that one guy's the number one goaltender, and that's Jordan Binnington, but listen, at one point in 2018-19, Jake Allen was the number one goaltender.
Yeah.
And it was a young Jordan Binnington that came in on, what, January the 7th in Philadelphia and just took the ship over. I'm not saying that's happening now, but what I am saying is I'd rather have this situation than Binnington being alone on an island and the Blues and everybody not knowing if there was a capable backup to be able to pick up the mail when it's needed. Well, I think Billy Husso has answered that question.
What this is your area of expertise, Panger. What's different about Billy this year? I mean, he had his struggles last year, and I know, you know, a lot of guys struggle their first time through, and you don't get a lot of consistent playing time when you're not the number one guy. But he looks absolutely fantastic, and I think your description of the need for two guys, especially in the regular season, is so important. What's different about him this year?
I think he's starting the games better. I'll use a phrase. You got to start the game on time. I mean, you know, because once that I've got a golf coach of my son's once said, and I've always really enjoyed this. The preparation that you do before you hit the golf ball is behind the curtain, and once that curtain opens and you're addressing the ball, you better be ready to hit the golf ball. And I, you know, goaltending more than any other position. I mean, a centerman can lose the first faceoff, have a bad first couple of shifts. Well, he'll get it going. His shifts are 38 seconds long to 45 seconds long. The first shot on goal is very, very important. The first time you handle a puck from a goaltender, whether it be behind the net or just, you know, laying out directions for your defenseman or your teammates. If you're not sharp, then everybody in front of you gets a little concerned, and then they play a more passive game. He didn't start the games last year great. He gave up goals early on, 1 minute, 30 seconds, 2 minutes into games, 2 minutes into periods, and it's something that he really worked on in the offseason, is being mentally prepared to start the game on time. I'm going to say that that's the biggest thing that I've found so far.
And, you know, looking at the rest of the team, Panger, obviously, I can't think of, I'm not going to say better necessarily, but I can't think of a deeper group offensively, a deeper group of forwards that have versatility, that can all play up and down the lineup. I just love how that shapes up for a playoff run, because I mean, I know that, you know, having a top-heavy roster with rock stars like Connor McDavid is fantastic. I don't know that it's better than having three lines that are all equivalent to 1A or 1B.
Totally agree with you. We really are not an individual sport. And if you're a one-trick pony in a team sport, you're going to run out of real estate. That's just me. I mean, it's just not going to work. You have to be deep. I mean, look at the Blues 19 run.
Mm-hmm.
You know, was the best line not at certain points? Was it not Steen and Sundquist and Barbashev?
For sure. Like,
they defended against the top line of Boston. They went up, started every single game. They took out every single faceoff to begin the game. They set the tone. And, you know, I'm looking now, and, you know, when the team, if there's any injuries whatsoever, you know that Thomas and Kyrou now have the ability, because it's not a small sample size, that they stepped in there and they played great.
Right.
So now you've got to work out. This is the one conversation I had with Craig Berube just the other day, is how do you work out the ice time for everybody? Everybody wants their candy. Everybody looks at the game sheets at the end of the game and says, hey, whoa, why was I 14:42 when so-and-so was 19:21? You know, so that's going to be the biggest thing, is getting the players, which they always check their egos at the door, but getting them to do that on a continual basis here down the stretch.
And finally, we'll close on this, Panger, because we know that there were a lot of questions about what was going to be happening with Vlad Tarasenko coming into the year. Not a lot of questions about what Ivan Barbashev was or about Buchnevich coming in, but I'm really enjoying the Blues' own Red Army line. When they're together, it's just a thing of beauty.
Yeah, I agree with you. And you can see it on the ice that they, you know, they see the game the same way. Sometimes they're a little bit too unselfish for my liking, just personally.
Yeah.
I'd like to see them fire that puck a little bit more early on, and that'll back off the opposition. Then they can make their plays that they're so good at making. But, you know, Vlade Tarasenko is one of the top players in the NHL in a lot of different categories. Rush chances, slot chances. Like, those are areas that when Vlade's not playing well, he's not skating to the net. If he's not playing well or doesn't have confidence, he's not going to the front of the net. But that's what he's doing this year, for me, that makes us all, and should make us all, feel really good about going forward.
Panger, what do you got coming up on the schedule in the next few weeks? We traveling around, I mean, other than doing the Blues games. I know you do a lot of work for TNT. What's the schedule like for you this next
couple
weeks?
Yeah, I've really enjoyed the TNT. That's every Wednesday night, and I like it because it's consistent. I've got a great one this Wednesday, Boston at Colorado.
Nice.
So we've got that. We've got, obviously, the game of Vancouver. We've got Calgary, and then we've got Calgary at home on the 27th. So I won't miss any of those games whatsoever, but looking forward to that game, Boston and Colorado, for sure.
Well, we'll look forward to tuning in to that one. It'll be a great one. Panger, thank you so much. Safe travels, and we'll look forward to seeing you down the road a bit.
Kevin, thank you. Have a great morning.
You got it. Darren Pang from Bally Sports Midwest, and as we mentioned there, part of the team and TNT.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.